company spent a fortune putting ChatGPT Enterprise in everyone's hands. And I mean everyone, from the intern to the director. 6 months later, I ask, so what got better? Silence.
Wait, nobody could answer?
Nobody. Not one person could point to a single number that moved. People were using it, sure, but business results? Nothing.
Man, that's kind of scary. And look, before we dig in, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Cayo. That's right. I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking trash about badly used artificial intelligence. Little bit meta, huh?
I love that irony, but that's exactly today's topic. AI doesn't fix a disorganized company, it scales the mess.
But hang on, Cayo. Wasn't AI supposed to solve exactly that? Like, get the house in order?
That's what everyone thinks. But the thesis is harsher. AI doesn't fix a bad process, it just makes the bad process happen faster.
So if it was already bad...
It gets bad faster. Look, if your workflow already leaks money, AI just makes it leak faster. It's an accelerator. It speeds up whatever's already there.
Okay, but why does this happen so much in practice? You see it all the time?
All the time. And the root is simple. There's a huge difference between buying a tool and changing how you work. And most companies stop at the buying.
Right. Bought it, done, figured it was handled.
Exactly. Picture a support team that already gives customers the wrong answers. Then you put AI on top. Now it gives wrong answers in seconds, at volume.
Wow. So you're scaling the mistake.
You're scaling the mistake efficiently. It's beautiful to watch in the saddest possible way.
So let me pull on something. If that's the case, it's not a tech problem, it's a management problem, right?
I agree. But let me add a twist. Yes, it's management, but it's also about how you measure, because most people measure the wrong thing.
What do you mean, the wrong thing?
Companies measure adoption. How many people are using the tool, and they get happy? 80% of the team uses it. Great, but that's not a result.
Using it doesn't mean anything actually improved.
Right. A result is what moved in the numbers. Did the average sale go up? Did response time drop? Did the error rate go down? Adoption is vanity. Results are what pay the bills.
Okay, but is that your opinion or is there data to back it up?
There's data and it's strong. McKinsey points out that redesigning workflows is a key factor for capturing value with AI. It's not a detail, it's the whole point.
Redesigning workflows, meaning actually changing how the work flows.
Changing the flow. And check out this number. High-performing AI companies are nearly 3 times more likely to redesign individual workflows.
3 times? Wow.
3 times? The people actually making money with AI didn't just buy software, they changed the process.
Let me translate for whoever's listening in the car. The people really cashing in on AI fixed how they work first. It wasn't just pushing a button.
Perfect. And you know why? Because AI exposes the bottleneck that was always there. It was there the whole time, hidden. AI turns on the light.
Oh, that's good. AI doesn't create the problem, it reveals it.
Reveals it and amplifies it. You couldn't see the leak. Now you can. Except a lot of companies, instead of fixing the pipe, buy a more powerful pump.
Pumps the leak out faster. Okay, so how do I know where my mess is? Is there a practical way?
There's one question you ask before buying anything. Does this process work without AI today?
Just like that.
Simple and brutal. If it already works, AI scales it. If it doesn't work, AI scales the chaos. And there's an even more direct red flag.
Which is...
If nobody in the company can sketch the workflow on paper start to finish, AI isn't going to guess it. It has no magic for understanding what you yourselves don't understand.
Ooh, that one stings. Because there are a lot of companies that can't even sketch their own process.
Most of them. Think about sales. Outdated CRM, dirty data, duplicate leads. Then you put AI on top, generating a gorgeous report of all that.
A pretty report that's rotten on the inside.
Exactly. Colorful charts, flawless dashboard, and the decision made on top of garbage. It actually gets worse because now it looks trustworthy.
Okay, but let me make the honest objection here. Redesigning a process is a ton of work and takes forever. Can you start small, or do you have to stop everything?
Great question, and the answer is start small. Nobody needs to overhaul the entire company. That's the opposite mistake.
Oh, so it's not all or nothing.
Not at all. The turn is flipping the order. First, you fix one workflow, just one. Then you add AI to scale what already works.
One single process, with a beginning, middle, and end.
with a clear beginning, middle, and end, and you measure before and you measure after. Without measuring, you'll never know if the AI helped or just made noise.
And what's the role of whoever's leading? Because it seems like the people up top just hand out access and disappear.
That's the point. The leader can't just hand out the tool. Their job is to define what a result looks like. To say, for this process, success is this specific number.
Without that, everyone uses it their own way, and nobody knows where it's going.
It becomes a free-for-all. Leadership in AI is clarity about results, not handing out licenses.
Let me sum up the insight, because I think this is it. AI is an amplifier. It amplifies what's already there. If it's good, it gets great. If it's bad,
it becomes a disaster in high definition. That's exactly it.
A disaster in high definition. Write that one down. So give me the practical stuff, Kayo. What does someone bring to Monday's meeting?
Three questions. First, is this process clear? Can you sketch it on paper? Second, does it work without AI today? Third, how am I going to measure whether the AI helped?
Clear, works without AI, and how to measure. That's it?
That's it, but it's powerful. And let me give it to you straight. Pause your next license purchase until you can answer those three. Seriously.
Hold on to the credit card before you answer.
Hold the card, because buying more tools on top of a messy process is just throwing money on the fire faster.
And the line that sticks, the one I'm taking for life, don't scale the mess. Organize first, scale later.
That's it. Organize first, AI's ready, and it'll wait for you.
Folks, what a great conversation. Let me wrap us up here. Thank you so much for sticking with us this whole time. And if you take just one thing from this episode, take this. AI doesn't fix a bad process. It accelerates it. Before you buy any tool, answer the three questions. Is the process clear? Does it work without AI? And how are you going to measure it? Run a test this week. Grab one process. Fix it. Measure it. Then add AI. Tell us how it went. Drop a comment. Send us a message. We want to hear about it. And if you want to actually apply this in your company without the hype, Kayo's here for that. We'll keep going in the next episode. A big hug, and see you then.
Thanks, everyone. Organize first. See you soon.